This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Interest in the general election is high, and that's evident from the number of people who have turned out so far to early vote. We're joined by the Bexar County Election Administrator, Jackie Callinan, to get an update on the voting situation. Jackie, welcome back to The Source.
Well, thank you very much. It's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time. How has it been going so far?
It's wonderful. Bexar County, as always, embraces early voting, and the by-mail is just off the charts. We are just so thrilled people are actually voting.
So since we have so much excitement, do we get like an initial burst of people on those first days and have things leveled off?
Yes. This one's going to be a little bit different to track, David, because with those added 6 days, which we are very grateful for, when we started the early voting, we take the first 6 days, which ended last night, and we are actually 20,000 behind the first 6 days of 2016. However, if we add in those 6 days, we will far exceed the 436,000 that voted in person in 2016. I expect to do well above that number.
In other cities and counties, we saw that on their first day of early voting that they surpassed their record-breaking day of early voting, the best ever. But we did not do that here. Any idea why?
No, we did not do that here. I think our voters are creatures of habit. We see the voters who really want to vote. They're in line that first day, the second day, and then it'll start to even out. And again, we'll see the huge burst at the very end. That's sort of what we see here in Bexar County all the time. But, you know, again, we've had 207,000 people vote early, which is really, really terrific. And it says so much for the election officials. I'm so proud of them getting these people through.
Do you have a voicemail question for you?
The Bexar County Election Department relies on the current voter registration list. Is the department responsible for keeping this list up to date? And after an election, does the department play a role in looking for voter fraud, such as someone voting after dying?
And that was from Thomas. So Jackie Callinan.
Thank you. Again, we have seen a huge jump in our voter registration numbers. We now have 1,189,000 people registered to vote. When we did 2016, we had 1,049,000. So we've had about 150,000 people vote in registered to vote in those last 4 years. And we do do a lot of data mining when this election is over to see, like, for instance, how many of these first-time registered people actually voted. The system is set up that when the voters go to the polls for early voting, we are all connected. So if your record is marked at one place, you cannot go to another site. Your record will already be marked that you voted at XYZ site. If you've put in for a mail ballot, when you step to the polls, your record will say you have a mail ballot, and you will either have to relinquish the mail ballot, fill out a cancellation form. And that's how we stop and we make sure that everyone has one vote.
The question about people who have died voting, how often does that actually happen?
Again, it's a very, very small number. But in Texas, we have an annual application for a ballot by mail. And so a person, a voter over 65 or one of the categories to receive a mail ballot, has the opportunity to send it in January and get a ballot for every single election that they're eligible for. And it has happened, it could happen, that with the long period where we send out ballots, and we will, you know, we started sending out ballots the last week of September. And if someone were ill, and they received their mail ballot and voted it while they were still able to. And then by the time we get it and turn it over to the early ballot board, that person is deceased. You will see when those records are matched that, in fact, someone who is deceased had a ballot. And so that's, you know, again, the system works tremendously of tracking all of this.
So that is not voter fraud. Again, that is to someone exactly who voted before they died.
Correct. It's real life. Yes. You know, we've had a number of people who will come down and get bring that application down before early voting because their spouse or loved one's in the hospital. And it's very important for that person to vote. So, you know, it's real life.
Speaking of real life, we have a real coronavirus impacting our lives. People are wondering, if I get sick on election day or I need to be quarantined and I had planned to vote that day, and you have a process for an emergency mail-in ballot that can be picked up, brought to the person who can't go vote now, and then take to and drop back off at the drop-off site. Do you need to have a doctor's note to do that?
Again, there's a lawsuit that is going in. When we've had the emergency ballots in the past, it did require a doctor's note. We're still waiting for the official word down from the Secretary of State's office, but it looks like we will not have to require that at this time.
And do you have people who are assigned at the election administrator's office to help people with this emergency?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, we see it every election. And it's the person who brings down the note takes back their mail ballot. And it has to be that same person to come back down here so that we keep that chain of custody absolutely as tight as we can.
Do they need like that person's driver's license or any kind of documentation from that individual to go to the election administrator's office and say, I need an emergency ballot?
Well, again, they'll have, in the past, we've had the doctor's note or the, if they're in the hospital, that, and then we have the signed application from the voter themselves that they're, and they will write on the application that this John Smith is their assistant. And so when John Smith gets here, we check that ID. And then that's who we give the ballot to. And then they bring it back.
Go to a caller we have in Casio. Casio, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Davies. I've called before, and I'm a teacher on the South Side, and I work at a school that basically has a lot of low-income students. And every year, you know, we get hundreds of students registered to vote because they come into school and we have applications and we get them filled out and we mail them out for them. This year with online learning, we only registered 3 students. And it made it really clear that there's something that needs to change. Is there any good argument why we're not moving towards an online voter registration? Or maybe is that a plan for the near future? I feel like a lot of people are being excluded out of the ability to vote this year because they didn't have, as young people, the opportunity to do it at school.
Cassia, thank you for the call. And Jackie Callinan.
I am a strong proponent of online voter registration, and I hear you, and I know we have to get there. We've tried the last 3 sessions in Austin to get this approved. I do hope, and I see a glimmer of hope, because we now have passed that a person who updates their address at DPS, as they're allowed to, that will now flow through to update their voter registration address, which is like one giant step as we're moving towards online voter registration. And you're absolutely right. Under the coronavirus and the COVID, we've had to adapt. And I think this is going to be one change that will help us get that online voter registration across that goal line. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
And we're going to take a break. I want to thank Jackie Callinan for joining us, giving us an update on early voting. Really quickly, Jackie, where's the best place with the shortest lines to go vote?
Right now, you'd go to Somerset or Southside, as your last caller just said.
All right. And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the book Learning from Loss. Jackie Callinan, I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.